KX, KP2HXS.
Zoe, over.
I was just trying to reach Patrick.
Nah, I was just signing in. Make sure everything's still working, over.
The repeater's still working as far as I got. I'm on emergency power. I just want to let Patrick know, and who's ever listening in the area, that we just got notification that the 911 services are down. 911 is down in this area.
Which area is this area?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm in Greer, or better known as Gurr, if you're local. But I'm in Greer, South Carolina, and our 911 services are down.
Okay, yeah, I'm in Gurr as well, in Devonshire, and on emergency power.
The generator running. It seems to be holding. You know, I only have essential things on. Of course, my refrigerator, fans, lights, and my radio gear. No 220 stuff. No hot tub today. Oh, well.
It is what it is, right? Where did you receive that report from, over?
Cell phones as an emergency alert.
Okay, I'll make a note and try to pass it on to whoever I hear.
I'm going to be, like I was telling Patrick earlier, I'd be right over here at 14 in Taylor's Road. So we got no power here, we got a bunch of trees down, and thankfully no damage on our house. I don't know about anybody else, but we're in the clear so far.
So good over here at near Pelham 85, Devonshire. Give me your call sign again, please.
Yes, Kilo Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS. Name is Dave.
All right, Dave. Name is Sean, Whiskey 4, Sierra Oscar Echo. Be safe if you're out and about. Hunker down and enjoy the quiet time.
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. We are fully stocked. We got plenty of food. Plenty of gas in the vehicles, plenty of gas in the generator for the next day or two, and I think we'll be just fine.
Good shape. You guys talking about the 911 system being down?
Yeah, we just got notifications on our cell phones that the 911 system is down. They don't know how long.
Yeah, I got it too. I was just going to come in here and put that out, but okay. That's already been accomplished, KA2TXJ. I think we're in this for the long haul.
Need a little while, I'm thinking. I got power here as long as my gasoline holds out. All right, you gentlemen, have a good day, KP2HXS, if you're listening.
Yep.
So I'll be on the side.
The LAO, go.
Yes, sir. Did you guys get a number to call in lieu of 911? Anybody get that?
We did not. Let me double check. Let me go look at the phone. Hang on. Stand by, please.
Number is in the alert, KA2TXJ. You want it?
4EJY. The 911 service is down for Spartanburg County, and it may be if you're in the Greer area, you're close enough where your call would be diverted to the 911 in Spartanburg County versus 911 in Greenville County. So the number for that is 864-596-2076.
64-596-2076, and that's Spartanburg County and not Greenville, correct?
As far as I know right now, this is just for Spartanburg County.
At the time being, and they only want life and safety needs only. Do not call for any other reason.
Deal, copy.
KI4EJY, clear.
You're out there listening.
They're bouncing around between several different repeaters here, just trying to keep my ears open. But hopefully you're good and safe up there where you're at.
Just lost power about 15, 20 minutes ago. Hopefully you and Kristen are too.
We lost ours about 6 o'clock this morning. A bunch of trees down around us. Luckily nothing hit our house. Daniel wasn't as fortunate though. But we're we're safe and sound and soaking wet. But other than that, I'm running on backup power here.
I'm here. I'm running on backup power right now. I want to go out and fire the generator up.
Sound good. Be safe. KF4, you say white clear.
Good. Okay.
KO4H again.
Small, is that hum on my signal too bad, or is it okay?
I wouldn't worry about it right now. You're completely readable. Just something you need to know about.
There, it's probably because of the generator, but Blue Ridge is saying the power out here in Pickens County is going to be out for probably several days. Major transmission lines along 11 and 178 have been torn down, so it's going to take them a while. And also, Highway 11 and Highway 288 are both closed because of flooding. Reedy River's flooding near Connor's house. They had to rescue someone right there off of, right near Furman. Somebody drove into the water and they had to take a boat out to get them.
Can't believe that, but they walk among us as Tom says.
You know, who knows what happened, but by the time they got to him with the boat, there was no way they should have known, they could have known, or they should have known not to cross, but I know it rises quickly, so maybe it didn't look that bad earlier.
But I wouldn't get into any water right now, because the crest is still not happening, and pretty much all of Henderson County and Transylvania County up here without power, and pretty much cut off by the French Broad. If you're on one side, you're there. If you're on the other, you're there. That's pretty much how it's going to be until it recedes, and that might be Saturday or Sunday before it gets back down out of there.
They'll just send all that water to Tennessee. But I was looking at the map there in Hendersonville, and it's like every street is just covered up with red and all kinds of, you know, the little roadblock signs on many of the streets there in Hendersonville.
Like, Hendersonville is pretty low line.
For Kilo November Foxtrot. Radio check.
Pop station, you're working. Can you give me your call sign again, please, sir?
Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Foxtrot, KO4KNF, radio check portable.
You're a little scratchy, but you're making it in.
Simpsonville, South Carolina, everything is completely shut down, and no power, so I'm on portable.
Please, sir.
Nope.
Correct.
A-firm, correct. KO4KNF, Dylan.
You stay safe out there and just monitor a repeater, and we'll try to pass the information along. If you're in Spartanburg County, 911 is down. And if you need that number, just let me know. I can give you an alternate number to call.
I'm going to go, but I'll try to check in with you on the top of the hour, every hour, and just make sure you're okay and make sure nobody needs anything. I need to get back to that where everybody checks the radio in cases like this. If everybody checks the radio on the hour, or, you know, then people can find out. People that need help can get help.
On service power, too. So let's try to stay off here as much as we can. Everybody stay safe. And KI4EJY, you still on frequency?
JY.
Did you say that Daniel had a tree on his house? Is that what you were implying there a minute ago? Image.
I just got a picture of the inside. I'll pass along. I'll text to you here in just a minute. I'm not quite sure what the exterior was, but it busted through into his kitchen.
Well, I won't be able to get it. My cell service, everything's down up here. There is no communication. Even the emergency management, the internet's down. They're having trouble communicating because they didn't want to use ham radio. So maybe this will open their eyes.
I'll be monitoring this the rest of the day, probably till power's back on. But you be safe out there, and if anything else pops up, I'll give you a shout.
Bridge Gigs, standing by.
Clear, white, clear.
4GWP, go ahead.
This is Hayden. I'm Connor's brother. I'm over here in Easley, and we never lost power. There's quite a few trees down on some power lines around our house, but I don't know if ours just never got hit yet. But we're doing good. I was just wondering if anybody's checked in near Girton, North Carolina. We've got some family up there we can't reach.
Anybody from that area, Hayden? I don't know how to get over that way with a repeater either. Not from my location. Maybe somebody else can come in here and give you a hand.
10-4-ZLK. Hey, Hayden. Nice to hear you on the radio. You might want to try 145.19, 145.190. That's the Mount Mitchell repeater. I don't know if it's working. I cannot hit it from my location just because I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain right on top of me. But you should be able to hit that repeater from Easley, and that has a really good coverage if that repeater is still on the air.
I mean, yeah, it's just a lot of static whenever I tune to it for now. Maybe I'll hop in the van and head to a higher spot here soon. But, yeah, there's a bunch of traffic out here. Everybody's still resuming as normal. It's pretty crazy.
Fortunate down that way. We're everywhere's out of power up here, and there's trees down all over and flooding. All the main roads are blocked either from trees and or flooding, so we're kind of hemmed in right now.
The drive-thru's backed up like nothing ever happened, so we'll see how long it lasts.
Filet has power.
Conversation. I'm in Greer without power, and it's a mess. I'm trying to get up with Zeus power. Can't get through. Anybody heard anything?
KP2HXS.
Nope.
HXS.
And Shane will take care of him right quick.
Nope, Hayden, be careful. N4ZLK.
KQ4GWB.
For DDU. Anybody hear me?
I can hear you. Looking for power questions?
Yeah, I'm in Greer and can't get through to Duke Power. Just didn't know if anybody might have heard anything.
You're in Greer. You're on Duke or you're on CPW?
Duke.
Oh, you're one of the lucky ones. All right. We already had CPW out here doing a damage assessment. That's pretty much what they're doing right now as far as I know.
A mess everywhere.
What part of Greer are you in that you have Duke?
Just down from the airport a little bit, a little neighborhood called Sugar Creek, near Buena Vista Elementary.
Was that down 101 or 14?
Neither. We're closer to the airport than either one of them.
He's over that close to me, Dave. He's over that close to me, N4MFW.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, you're in Greer. I'm in Greer, and I got Greer CPW, so they're out, like I said, they're out doing a damage assessment and just kind of prioritizing right now, you know, who's going to get turned on first and whatnot, so that's about the only thing that I know.
Rolling around, this is KM4DDU. Only thing I've seen rumble around is occasional fire truck going by, but the fire station's right up the street from me. So I was thinking this might be for a while.
Well, go ahead, Jimmy, and for MMW. Are you on your way here?
Yeah, but I'm stuck out here on 29 where this fireworks place is up here at the top of the hill. Something's going on over the hill. The traffic's backed up all the way to St. Mark Road.
Holy cow. Yeah, I know where you are. Okay. Doggone it. All right. Well, I'm here. I'll keep the radio on. And the other station, I'm sorry to get your first name. Name here is Dave.
You, this is Tom.
Ah, good you're making acquaintance, Tom. That's Jimmy out there. It's N4MMW. He's a fireman type guy. Go ahead, Jim.
Down everywhere. I tried to go down Main Street at Taylor's and didn't make it to 29, almost did. And there's one big tree across the road. And then I tried to take some little side roads up. There's trees across those. So I came all the way back up to Edwards Road and got here on 29. I stayed fine till I got over here where this fireworks place is. And Everything's come to a single line, and only letting a few go by at a time, so something's going on over the hill.
Sounds like fun. Well, Jimmy, I got you almost full scale on the input, so I know you're not far away, but it's a long way to get here.
Right. We can go over to 5-2 if you want to.
Okay, I'll cue us right to 5-2. The other station, good to make your acquaintance, sir. I'm going to switch over to 5-2 Simplex and talk Jimmy in. We'll see you later. KB2HXS and the QSY temporarily.
Appreciate all the insights, fellas. I'm signing off. KM4GDU.
KW Mobile.
KX, standing by.
KD.
G, KO4HKX.
It's a mess here. I don't know about where you are, but it's a mess. Power's out as far as I could see. I'm in easily.
Power's out everywhere, trees down, roads blocked. They got the county cut in half up here where I'm at in Transylvania County. Pretty much all of Transylvania and Henderson County have no power.
Super. People are having wrecks too, so they need to go slow, take it easy, watch what you're doing, but they don't know how to do that.
You going to be able to call the net tonight?
My night. I don't know who calls it tonight.
It'll be me or Gary. KO4HGX, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about that. We got no power. I do have a battery. I'd have to bring the battery into the house.
I'm running on battery myself, so I'm more conservative, so I'm going to jump out of here. If you and Miss Donna need anything, I know Gary was on frequency earlier today, but I haven't heard him lately. KO4HGX.
Hope things get better around here soon. From what I can see in Easley, I don't see any power at all. I'm on the bypass, and that's usually where everything's going on. But, yeah, I'm going back home. KC4SKD.
Yes, I heard the Chick-fil-A had power just a minute ago.
Traffic. Everything's backed up on the bypass, as far as I can tell. So I guess I just go home.
The thing to do is stay home unless you just absolutely have to be out.
I went out and got some food, some things that we can eat. I wouldn't mind having a good chicken sandwich, but nah, I'm just going home. Take care, KC4SKD.
Break. KO4HKX, KO4NUE. Boss man, I got some traffic for you, and see if you can reach anybody in the listening coverage for 146.610. Let me know when you're prepared to copy.
Please, sir.
All right, message is from Bill. Location is in Asheville, North Carolina. His name is Bill, B-I-L-L. Telephone number is, let me start over. Telephone number 864-923-2731. I say again, 864-923-2731. Requesting, his name is Scott. He is requesting that if anybody has internet or cell phone coverage, to please call his dad, Bill, and tell him that him and his family are okay. Can you say that back to me?
Scott is requesting someone in the 610 area to call Bill up in Asheville. And number is 864-923-2731.
Yes, sir, that is correct. He just wants somebody to let his family know that they are okay.
I will see what I can do. I'll pass the information along, but I do not have phone at this time to make a call either. The phone, internet, everything, every communication means down is down up here.
Except the one that matters, right?
And the county did not want to use ham radio operators, so now they're wondering what they're going to do because the county's cut in about four places where they can't communicator can't pass traffic.
Yeah, roger that. So you got the most powerful machine in the upstate. Use it and see if you can, you know, he sounded pretty concerned. So he just wants to let his family know he's okay. I'm going to step on out and QSY back to 330, okay?
And be safe out there, KO4HKX, and I'll see if I can't reach somebody to get this information passed along.
Comment. Yeah, this is KO4JKB. I heard that that number, Scott needs to get a hold of that bill, and my phone's working, so I can give it a shot.
I appreciate that, and if you could come back here with a message or anything that needs to go back the other way, we will try to relay it in. KO4HKX.
Okay, I have that phone number is 864-923-2731. Is that a roger? Report soon. Thanks a bunch. KO4JKV, back to you.
For NUE, you still on frequency?
Go ahead, Patrick.
Try to pass the information along. If you want to come back here in a little while and check, I'll try to relay any information that way to you.
Roger that. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
KO4HKX, standing by.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Over.
Go ahead with your message.
Find out who's on. I am locked in from both ends of the road, so I can't get out, and I do not have telephone communication, so I wanted to see if this was working. Over.
Just so you know, if you turn to AM 660 for this area, they are offering reports on what's going on in Transylvania County. That is the only other form of communication is that radio station. They're having all kinds of troubles, so just and come back here, and I will try to pass anything along that I can.
Problems, we have a backup generator, so we're doing good since last night. My wife talked me into getting that a couple years ago. I'm glad she did. And it's let up raining here, but the bridge is blocked off, and the other end of Hannaford is also blocked off.
That's the problem in most of the county. The water's up and the trees are down, so lots of roads are blocked. Everybody's cut off. So just stay where you're at. I know you're on high ground up there where you're at, so I recommend just staying put and stay safe.
I'm going to leave this on. Don't know that I can do much, but at least I'm here.
Well, you may have to pass traffic to the other end of the county. That's all I can say. But thanks for being there, and stay safe. KO4HKX.
PW, monitoring, and out.
P5PCB.
P5PCB.
Sir?
This is Gex. How can I help you?
Traveler's Rest. Left early this morning to go to work, and it was like a war zone over here. Trees everywhere. Lines are down. It's a disaster area.
That's been pretty much the report everywhere. There was Marietta. There's been trees falling on somebody this morning. So then just be careful out there. And can I get a name for that call sign, please?
I haven't been on here in a very long time. The name here is Lisa.
It is my pleasure to meet you. This is KO4HKX. I'm Patrick. Just monitoring her frequency, trying to pass information back and forth the best I can today.
I was listening and figured I'd throw that in there. You guys be careful and be safe if you got to go out, and one day they'll catch up with the radio. Best way to communicate. Later, guys. 85
PCB. Stay safe out there and come back and check in with us often. KO4HKX, standing by.
HKX, KO4JKV. I was able to get a hold of Bill, and I gave him the news that Scott and his family is okay, and he said thank you, and that they are fine too. Over.
You and they are fine too. All right, Duncan. Thank you for doing that. And when Chad comes back in here, I'll pass that information along.
All right, I'll check in with you. I got to run around to see if I can find an open store, but I'll hit you up before the net to make sure everything's going good. But, man, great job. Hope you don't run out of batteries too soon.
Osman here. I'm on right now, and I've got plenty of backup, and if need be, I can fire the generator up.
Good. Well, you're doing a great job, and I'll hear you a little later. KU4JKV. Back to you, KU4HKX. I'll be clear on your final.
Thank you, Duncan, for making that phone call for us. KU4HKX, standing by.
HKX, KE6KEN. On 145 in the Pickens Easley area, so they wondered if there were any stores that might have power in the Pickens or Easley area. So I was just wondering if anybody in that area had any idea whether there was a store that had diapers open.
Okay, they. Alex Easley about 10 minutes ago, and they're on emergency power, but they do have power. They're not selling any frozen or cold stuff, but yeah, last time I was there, they got power. KC4SKD.
You, KE6KEN, clear.
WG4MC.
MC, KC4SKD, I'm in the car for about 3 more minutes.
Gas and Easley, I'm on my generator, but I'm just kind of wondering who's open and who's got gas in case I have to go refill.
I don't know if they got, don't know about the situation, but I was just down 93 over by one of the charter schools, and there was a gas, there's power down that area, but I don't know if that gas station over there has it or not. It's over next to that builder's place, construction.
Tom, yep.
Just real quick, does any of you fellas know any place around Pickens, Easley, or Liberty, South Carolina? I need to get some diapers. Anywhere that's got power that I could run to the store?
I've got power, KC4SKD.
Appreciate that, fellas. Yeah, I just hopped on, heard y'all talking, so I figured I'd ask real quick. I'll get out of y'all's way. KQ4BGE. Thank you. Hope everybody's safe. 73s.
Run 3, KC4SKD, WG4MC. So you said it was on 93 by the Charles Charter Schools. You said they might have gas.
On in that area, but it's real spotty. I don't know the name of the station, but you might want to consider that, KC4SKD.
Appreciate it, KC4SKD, WG4MC, standing by, monitoring.
Go for it. BDM, CQ, CQ, CQ.
I believe it was KO4HK.
Yes, this is KO4BDM. Have you heard any idea how long power is going to be out in the Taylor's area, maybe?
I'll get a good copy on the area, but I would assume it is going to be out for at least till tomorrow.
It's going to be longer than that?
Because there are major transmission lines. The main transmission lines are down over toward 11 and other areas coming out. So it's a good possibility. And they're not even to the point where they're trying to restore. They're just trying to get access to all the areas now for all the safety needs and emergency medical.
Problem, I have to sleep with the CPAP machine, and with no power, that means no CPAP.
Can you run it on a battery backup?
It does not have a battery backup. It's directly hardwired to the wall.
It's like they make a battery backup that you can plug that into that'll put out 110.
If I found one, but I don't have one, I'm looking at maybe sleeping in my car, using my converter out of the cigarette lighter.
What area are you in?
Taylor's, off of Lloyd Hampton and McElhaney.
And McElhaney, correct?
By Benson, Kansas.
What was your name? I will keep monitoring their frequency, and as people check in, maybe we can find you something where you can do that, because I'm up here too far away from you. I couldn't get to you, but I have several of the little battery backup power supplies.
It's interesting. Lord, I don't know. I hadn't really been faced with this type of situation in a long, long time, and it never occurred to me I'd need a battery backup for my machine.
I think a lot of people have gotten too comfortable with everything just always being there, and this is going to open some eyes and start making some plans for what really happens when things go wrong. But we'll see if we can't find you something there. Maybe somebody will come in here, what will hear us and jump in here.
Right now, I have no cell phone service either, so my phone's useless.
The repeater, and we'll see what we can do. KO4HKX.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
This is W4SO8. I don't know if it's an option, but they have some really, some 1,400-watt inverter generators at Harbor Freight still.
But I'm broke. I'm on Social Security only.
I just thought I'd throw it out there. I'll be on the side, W4SOE.
I do appreciate that. KO4BDM on the side.
Q, anybody on the line? Over. Go ahead.
SQ2 Papa Romeo Sierra. Just checking to see who's live out there after the big storm.
Give me your call sign one more time, please, sir.
Whiskey 2, Papa Romeo Sierra. Over.
Romeo Sierra, and that name to go with that?
Yeah, that's Paul. I'm in Etowah, North Carolina.
The 2 PRS, can you give me a name with your call sign?
Sexton, it's over.
Deal. Nice to meet you. This is Patrick on this end. Just trying to help everybody out and relay past traffic out here. Anything we can do for you?
I'm good right now. I mean, we're in. We got power. I got a generator. So I guess we're alive and well. Roads are all blocked. No way to get out. No phone service and no cell service. Over.
Andrew, no cell, no phone. Back to a two-way radio.
Get out here and talk on the radio. That's about all you can do.
You're safe. What area are you in?
Area.
On the road from you. I'm in Penrose.
64 is open and Ingalls and any of the stores, over.
I know the French Broad has got everything cut off on one side, so if you have to cross the French Broad, you're probably not going to make it.
North side of the French Broad, so
I would try it now, but they're recommending everybody stay home unless you just have to go out. But if you do go out, be safe, Paul.
Have a need to go out at the moment. I was just looking at it as if there is a need in the neighborhood, was a store open that we could get to? Over.
Doors, but I know Anchor Baptist Church up on 64 has opened up as a shelter, and they're providing what they have there. So if you want to monitor or listen to WGCR AM 660, or not 660, AM 720, sorry, that's a good place to get information for our local area.
Information, KA2TXJ.
And TXJ, I'll be right there.
Information, I was listening on the state EOC frequency, the 441-675, and they are reporting that there's a Publix in Easley that's open on emergency power.
We're a long ways away from that, though. He and I are up here in North Carolina, just not too far apart, but so he's trying to get to the Ingalls up here.
Never mind.
4SLN.
4SLN.
Mike 4, Sierra Lima, November. The angle's down on Spartanburg Highway in Hendersonville, and the manager told me there is no backup power in that store, and that's a newer store than the Etowah store that this guy might be looking for.
That, but like I said, you're taking a chance no matter if you go out, no matter what.
As though if he's taking the chance and going out, he may get there and not find anything open.
Can you give me your call sign one more time? I got Kilo Mike 4 SLN.
I'm Al up at DuPont.
Nice to meet you. I live right down here on Crab Creek at the bottom of Island Cove, so I'm not too far from you.
I don't know where Pilot Cove is. Oh, okay.
But thank you for bringing that information in here, and I will definitely relay that along as needed.
And also, just for information's sake, I've got trees and power lines down here up on Old CCC Road.
And Canoga's been blocked since yesterday anyway, so you can't travel that road. And 64 is blocked also. So getting from Bavard to Hendersonville is not going to happen.
Thank you, KM4SLN, listening.
Standing by.
KXJ, on the positive side, I appear to have data now available through my hotspot.
If I need any information, I'll definitely give you a call out if you don't mind.
I do not. That's just fine.
Jim. Sorry, I've been through so many today, I'm having to flip pages to find all my information.
Hey, Patrick, you're doing a great job coordinating all this, to be commended.
It's the least I can do. I'm sitting here, I feel useless anyway, because I'm not out doing something, but just trying to wait till tomorrow, and it's a safer day, and emergency medical is cleared up, and that way it'll be safe to get out and start cleaning everything up.
Control.
Going on, but this is KO4HKX. I'll do what I can to help you.
This is KK4RCC. Just came in talking to a few folks. I'm over here in Horseshoe. They're saying Advent Health Hospital is down. They're down for a couple of days. That's all I got to report. Over.
Got KK4PCP, Horseshoe, correct?
Kilo Kilo Romeo, Charlie Charlie, KK4RCC, over.
RCC, sorry about that. And can I get a name with that?
This is Larry, over.
I live over here in Penrose, so I'm not too far from you. But thanks for coming in here and bringing that information to us to let us know the hospital is down. Advent Hospital is down.
I live across from the Etowah Golf Course, and there's telephone lines and power lines down all over up there. So it's going to be a while before we get any Duke power to supply us with any electricity. Over.
If you have a AM-FM radio, you can tune to AM-720, which is a local radio station, and they will keep you updated on that stuff. And you can call in there, but I do not have the phone number. I will get it for you. And if you need any emergency medical assistance or anything like that, or shelter, that is the shelter. It is up here on 64, right in front of the rock quarry.
Is that part of the church? Over.
Anchor Baptist Church. But they're offering assistance. They have a place for everybody to stay or people to stay. They have food. They are set up to handle this kind of situation and are willing to help.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, with the church. We pass it every time we're up 64, so I know where she's at. Thanks for the help. Over.
In here that the hospital's down, and just monitor the repeater and and come back and if anything changes. KO4HK, standing by.
KXK, 2TXJ. Hey, now that I'm back online here and got access to the Red Cross information, I'm able to locate the Red Cross operated shelters that are in the Greenville, Charlotte, and general North Carolina, and some in the Georgia area. So if anybody's looking for that, I can help them out with that. There may be private shelters or faith-based shelters opened up that are not Red Cross shelters, or local emergency management shelters that are not local, that are not Red Cross shelters, but I have a list of at least the Red Cross shelters. KA2TXJ, over.
I know in, here in Transylvania County and Harrison County, they've opened up all fire departments. They are manned. If you can get there, they will get you the assistance you need or get you to where you can get it. Again, that is the local fire departments. Most of the churches have opened up and doing what they can to help out. So that the Red Cross also has opened up the rec center here in Transylvania County as the county shelter. They may be shuttling you that way if they can get there. So it just depends on where you're at in the county to what kind of assistance we can get you. You for coming back in here and let me know you have data, so if we can look up, need to look up something, we can.
For SOE, what hospital was the, did that gentleman say is down?
It is the Advent Hospital, and that is the one in Fletcher, if I'm not mistaken, in the Fletcher Mountain Home area up here in North Carolina.
Okay. All right, yeah, I took a note and I'll pass that along. Thank you.
Double check on that because I'm not 100% sure. It used to be something else and they've changed names and recently, so I may be wrong on that, but double check that. But that, I'm pretty sure that's the Advent Hospital up here.
I don't have data, but I can make some calls and find someone who does.
Jay can look at it for us, Jim.
Advent Hospital, Hendersonville?
Correct.
I'm just looking up their latest updates.
Fresh KX. This is KX. JFK.
Station.
I know for a fact that most Prisma hospitals in the upstate are going to be operating on generator power at this time. I know Baptist Easley, they could go over to generators probably about 6, and then North Greenville went over a little bit after 7:30. I'm not sure if they're back on the power, but I think that's running on generators at that time. Affirmative.
You're there, so that's why I was making sure I recognized the voice.
It's a unique voice.
I got upstate hospitals are running on backup power pretty much is what you're telling me.
Affirmative. Last I heard about 7-8 this morning, North Greenville, Baptist Easley both went over to generator power, but that was just current at about the last I heard about 8.
Can you give me your call sign again, Gavin? I forgot it.
KQ4KFK.
You think I remember that here before long? Copy, Gavin. No copy.
Okay, on handheld, do you know if any of the Home Depots or Lowe's in Taylor's or Greer up and running?
Woodruff Road, W4SOE.
Thank you.
They do not have power, and they cannot take cash. They're just doing credit card slips like the old school way.
Thank you. I got a family stuck behind a row of trees and my little battery-powered chainsaw ain't cutting it.
That's over there, too, with power, the QT at the corner of Roper Mountain and Woodruff.
Copy. Appreciate the intel. KQ4KFK.
So, Sean.
for about 5 minutes, and then I'll be listening again.
Thank you for coming in here and joining us today. KO4HKX, standing by.
WW4JET.
WW4JET, go ahead.
Just wondering if you heard anything about gasoline and easily. Is there anything open?
He came in here earlier and said there was a little gas station down, I believe it was 91, there behind the Publix that had power, but he didn't know if they had gas.
Okay, stand by 1 second. I'll get right back to you.
Standing by.
That's back on.
Man, it took Jimmy almost an hour to get here. All the trees that are down, all the diversions he had to take.
The report's been piling in, but trees down. And up here, the same thing. Trees down, water's out. They're talking a flood crest of over 27 feet up here on the French Broad.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, wow. Alrighty then.
It's a record flood. And we've not seen the crest yet with it still raining up here.
Chris here, the wind has died down to like almost nothing. A little breeze every once in a while, but I'm going to go back up on the roof and start working on that tree up there. I'm going to start taking the top branches off that aren't touching the house.
Be careful, you and Jimmy, and stay safe out there. I'll be monitoring the repeater.
A radio that's going to reach a repeater from the roof. I've got some business radios here that I'll be talking to the wife on.
Like I said, you just be safe.
But yeah, I'll listen out. You guys continue. KB2HXS here if needed.
All right, I contacted the Advent Health Hendersonville. If it's the hospital at 100 Hospital Drive, they are open and accepting patients. So that's confirmed.
That's the only Advent hospital up here I know of, but there again, I don't want to pass any incorrect information along.
No, absolutely.
KO4HKX, K2RCM.
How you been?
My head above water, but I can't see past the trees.
I'm pretty much everywhere it's there. You and Beth safe down there and your dad?
In our little valley with the generator running. Just gonna wait it out and see what happens. On call with the local fire department with the front end loader if they need us. So we can get out and move some stuff if they need us. But aside from that, I just got out in the car and rode up there, talked with them, and headed back down to the house now.
I'm glad everybody's safe. And I think everybody is on backup power at this point.
I just passed several Duke Energy guys. They're out here doing assessments and trying to do what they can, where they can. I know they're overloaded because it's down everywhere. So we'll just be patient with them and let them do their job. And hopefully they'll have success and we'll be back on here shortly.
Well, I've been telling everybody to just stay home unless you have to go out, let emergency medical and everybody take care of what they need to. And that way everything will happen quicker if we're out of their way. But as you know, most people won't do that.
7 years doing this, I know what it's like. Everybody got to get out and take a look around.
Well, monitor the repeater, and if you need anything, give us a shout, and we'll do what we can to relay the information and get you help. KO4HKX.
Patrick, I appreciate what you're doing today, and everybody else that's on. Everybody stay safe. 73.
4DOS, KO4NUE.
KO4HKX. Chad, I haven't heard him on since this morning.
KO4QLG, KO4QLG, you on frequency? Can you take
official piece of traffic. I need to get something down to 147-195. So you'll have to find somebody. Matter of fact, WW4JET, are you on frequency? Can you take a piece of official traffic and get it down to 147-195 to another station for me?
My absolute best for you, and I have an answer to your previous request.
Roger that. Go ahead.
Thank you, and we are all doing well.
I'll push it back up as soon as I get this out. You got a radiogram in front of you. It's a little bit complex. That's why I'm putting it on here.
Radiogram in front of me. Give me just a minute, and I'll pull one up. Do not have one. I'm sorry on that. Go slow, and I'll do my best to pass that traffic.
We'll do what we can do, I guess. Okay, so when you identify can we find a station that can contact 147-195, and I'll just pass it straight to them.
WG4MC, you on frequency still? KO4HGX.
WG4MC.
Yeah, I'm here.
To 147-195.
Is it all set? Is there any tone?
Any station on frequency, that has direct contact with 147-195, be known, please. Repeater. Any station that can contact the Pickens repeater, please step forward and be known, please.
Chad, I'm almost back in my residence. I can try off my base when I get there and let you know. Give me about 5 minutes.
Standing by.
Hello, Chad. I don't know if I can hear from here, but what's the PL, do you know?
Stand by. I'll have to move off frequency. Stand by.
In Ewing and Gerald TR, I got that frequency, Chad. I don't know how to pass traffic, but I can give a message.
Anytime.
Okay, well, I just working outside and I heard that, so I come in and I can get it real easy here.
What?
That I don't know. I don't know on this ICOM 208, I just don't know how to bring that back up without getting the book out.
KO4NUE.
Afternoon, Chad. I don't know how to officially pass traffic, but I'll send your message over there, Chad. I tried it. I can get in easily. Just send your OTR.
All right. So you can't get into 147-195.
QSL.
All right. You prepared to copy?
QSL.
All right. First line. This needs to go to WR4XM, WR4XM, or W4ATP. USL.
X-ray Mike or W4 Alpha Tango Mike.
Roger that. At reading speed, first line, my station is severely damaged. X-ray. Second line, KF4JVI tower possibly damaged. Next line, crossband repeater into 147.195 inoperative. Line 4, Skywarn link inoperative. Last line 5, and I'll say it at reading speed after that. Sun has a broken back trying to get to the hospital. My station will be down for the next 8 hours.
Hang on just a second. Hang on a second, Chad. I didn't take shorthand in high school. Wait just a minute, Chad, and I can fix that instantly here. I got to flip a switch on. And okay, Chad. All I got was my station severely damaged, KB4JVI tower damaged, and then after that I didn't copy it. Just a second here. Stand by.